The annual Missouri Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show took place last Friday and Saturday, Margaritaville on the Lake of the Ozarks. I was there on Saturday, and today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear an interview I did from the Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show.
Visiting with a young man now, Tyson Wilson. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Missouri Junior Cattlemen's Association. I'm on the youth board. I'm president-elect this year, and then so next year I'll be president. Right now we're just kind of getting everything signed up, getting people registered in. We're setting up rooms. That way people know where they're going, making sure that all speakers and guests are aware of what's going on at what time and making sure that everything stays organized.
Just making sure everything flows nicely, right?
Yes, very much so. That's a big thing here, is kind of keeping the flow going and making sure that everybody knows where they're at. You can get lost down here in Margaritaville, so it's a big thing. You get to know exactly where you're going.
So tell us about your life and how's it been involved with agriculture?
My whole life I've grown up on a cow-calf and row crop operation. Livestock has always been a big part of my life. I started my own cattle operation back in 2015, took off since then, and so livestock's always been a big part of my life. And then I got really involved into kind of policy, ag policy, that side of things, legislative affairs. And so Cattlemen's Association is just kind of was a given. I've been in it for, I think I'm on my 10th year now. Started out really young back in Macon. I was on, as a treasurer there for about 8 years, and then I became vice president and then president. And so I knew that I wanted to do something bigger and better. I wanted to get more involved, especially at the state level. I was a part of Mo Beef Kids. It was a phenomenal organization about education programs, getting beef into school lunches. And I just took another step further and went on here to the Missouri Junior Cattlemen's Youth Board.
Have you been to Washington, D.C.? For your organization?
I have not been out there to speak for my organization. I've been out there with FFA. I went out for Washington Leadership Conference, and that was a phenomenal opportunity. And I'm hoping to potentially return back to Washington, D.C. to potentially work someday.
Are you in college?
Yeah, I'm a freshman at Mizzou. I'm studying agribusiness management with an emphasis in policy right now. I'm minoring in political science, and so just kind of getting started at Mizzou, but I've really enjoyed it so far and see a future, obviously, finishing out there.
It's always rewarding to hear what are your future plans. They may not be going back to the family farm, but they're going to major in some sort of agriculture or some way to help agriculture in the future.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a really important, especially if you're not returning your family farm. We got to keep this ag industry going. There's a lot of moving parts to it that a lot of people don't see, and it takes everybody to keep this business going. Especially in ag. It's just obviously how important it is, but keeping the people there on behind the scenes especially.
Very good. Well, Tyson, thanks for joining me. Is there anything you'd like to add to people?
I do not. Eat beef is a big thing. You got to get that protein in. There's nothing better than eating especially from your farmers, eating that home-raised beef, know where your meat's coming from, that way you're comfortable, and there's nothing better than supporting farmers.
They have some pretty good steaks on the Missouri State Fairgrounds too, don't they?
Yes, they do. That's some of the best stuff there. Got to go to the beef house.
Oh, absolutely. Well, listen, thanks for joining me here. I'll be at State Convention. I'm sure you'll be there for FFA State Convention. I'll try to look you up. Maybe we can do an interview down there.
For sure. I'd love to do that.
Thanks so much. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. Why did the cow join the gym? To work on her calves. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.